this. Losing, I can't stand losing. Hello, everybody, and it is back. College basketball is back. This time, we will bring you a Division II matchup here on Penguin Radio. It's raining outside, but it is perfect here inside the Conlin Center. I'd like to welcome you inside the broadcast booth. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, and Paul Gunnis today. And for many more, Paul, as we're happy to have you as part of the broadcast team.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. We have a couple of basketball games today and volleyball later tonight. But first off, the Penguins are hosting a tournament to start off the year. So this game will not be feature the Dominican Penguins. Instead, it will feature the Academy of Art Urban Knights and the San Francisco State Gators. This is the first game for both teams this year. Academy of Art, coming off of a not-so-great season last year, they were 7-19 under head coach Julius Barnes. This will be his sixth season, but it is a new year, everybody, so anything can happen. Kendall Brown was their leading scorer of those that came back from last year's roster. He averages almost 11 points per game. Now, over to the San Francisco State roster. They are coming off of a 25-6 season. They have a new head coach, Vince Nglima. It will be his first season as head coach for San Francisco State, and boy, do they have a good one, you guys. Warren Jackson is their leading scorer. He averaged 16.8, almost 17 points per game, and he's already been named Basketball Times and Street and Smith's preseason All-American. So this will be a good one for him to come out. Last year, he just came off of a career year, and looking to add to that as we are under 2.5 minutes to go until this game gets underway. The first game, basketball is back, you guys. I'm excited for it. Everybody's excited. This is some Division II basketball matchup for you today. It's going to be a good one.
Yep, absolutely. I'm very excited to see what's going on here. We'll see. The SF State Gators will be taking on the Dominican Penguins tomorrow, so we'll get a little bit of a preview of what they're going to be taking on, and I'm excited for this season. You know, it's going to be a good year for the Penguins and for all of Division II.
And if you're wondering why Dominican is hosting this challenge, the CCAA challenge here, or the PacWest division, is going to be hosted here at Dominican. So some preseason games here. And as Forrest mentioned, make sure you tune in at 2 o'clock p.m. as your Penguins will take on Stanislaus State here at the Conlin Center. And it's blackout day, so if you're listening now, come out and support your Penguins and wear all black if you're in the stands.
Yeah, it's going to be a blackout, and I assume this place is going to be packed as it's getting pretty close here to start this game. San Francisco State and Academy of Art. Minute and a half to go, you guys. This is our first basketball game of the year.
Absolutely. I was just looking at the San Francisco State roster. They have two players over 7 feet tall. It's going to be very interesting to see if their size plays a factor in this basketball game.
Hey.
With the tallest player on Academy of Art being only 6'8", and you have three players over that height on San Francisco State. So we'll see if that plays a factor coming down the stretch in this basketball game.
All right, we'll play a factor, and you can see them on the court right now. Those guys are just massive, and they're huge. As you said, Paul, 7 feet and 7'2". Now neither of them are starting in this game. A little bit interesting. They might be going with a smaller lineup. What do you think?
I think they don't need the big lineup to start the game, it looks like. It looks like they're going to start off with a little bit of a smaller lineup, try to match up against Academy of Art. And I was watching them warm up, and it looks like SF State really has the shooting going. So we'll see if that plays a factor as well. It looks like it's going to be a fun matchup. Fast-paced game.
That might be just it, Paul. Fast-paced, going with a smaller lineup. Put some points on the board early, and then bring your bigs in later on to shut it down. On the defensive side, that might be what San Francisco State is looking to do. And we are about ready to get underway here. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, and Paul Gunnis on your call today. And as we get set to get underway, we will turn it over to our overhead address announcer, Mark Carlson.
Good afternoon. For your entertainment pleasure, we present game number one in the Penguin Tip-Off Classic featuring San Francisco State Gators.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And thank you to Mark Carlson, our overhead announcer. And now we will announce the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Fresno State Gators under first-season head coach Vince Nglima. At guard, a 6-foot senior out of Detroit, number one, Warren Jackson. A 6'3" grad student also at guard, out of Mission Viejo, California, number three, Evan Zeller. A 6'5" senior out of Visalia, California, number 21, Brantley Bynum. 6'3" guard out of junior guard out of San Francisco, California, number 23, Chiefy Ubaja. And last but not least, a 6'9" center, senior out of Stockton, California, number 33, Josh Coloni. And now for the home team in this matchup, the Academy Art Urban Knights under sixth season head coach Julius Barnes. At guard, a 6'1" senior out of Carson, California, number 3, Uchenna Okuneme. At the other guard, 6'4" senior out of Corona, California, number 5, Kendall Brown. A 5'11" junior at guard out of Pismo Beach, California, number 11, Kobe Williams. A 6'4" junior guard out of Santa Rosa, California, number 22, Keel Long. And the man in the middle, a 6'8" junior out of Castro Valley, California, number 33, Cameron Neven. And you guys, I have a little bit more on Keel Long once this game gets underway. I actually know him very well, and he is starting at guard here tonight, today, this afternoon, actually, for the Academy of Art Urban Knights. We are almost set to go here. 20 minutes overhead.
I'm very excited for this matchup. It looks like it's going to be a good one. Some small ball. I was watching them warm up, and I'm really excited.
It's going to be small ball here to start it out. Paul, as you noted, two men over 7 feet tall for the San Francisco State Gators, neither starting in this game. All right, everybody. In the middle, Josh Coloni, the 6'9" senior for Academy of Art, and Neven, the 6'8" junior center out of Castro Valley. We're about ready to go. The ball's in the air, and here we go. Bynum wins a tip for the Gators. Almost goes out. Jackson able to corral it back in the far corner. San Francisco State, the Gators, as Jackson comes across the timeline, going from our left to right here on Media Row. Bynum on the high wing, right in front of the Art bench. Top of the key, Zeller. He'll drive in and back out. Think about it one
Ubaja
more time.
Here.
Ubaja into the paint, and he will draw a foul. And let's see who that'll be on. He got hacked. He will go to the line as the foul was committed in the attempt of shooting. And that foul is going to be. We have he's wearing number 11, and he is not number 11 on our roster. No, just kidding, he is. It's Kobe Williams. Kobe Williams with the foul. That's his first personal, first team foul as Ubaja was at the line. And he'll miss the first one. He will shoot his second. So the first foul, you guys, 22 seconds into the game, he'll knock down the second of two. So San Francisco State with the early lead. They're up 1-0 over
the Academy of Art's going to have a chance in this game. They need to be careful with the foul trouble.
Keel Long on the wing near side. Driving in. That was Brown. Working along the baseline.
Oh, that looked like a travel to me.
And he did.
That looked like a travel to me, folks.
Brown tried to travel. He did travel. He was trying to go alongside the baseline, get into the paint, try to jump stop.
With that much traffic in there, it was very hard for him not to do anything but travel.
Yep. Warren Jackson with it now, controlling, bringing it across the timeline. Gators have it right in front of the Urban Knight bench. Bynum to the free throw line. Instead, he'll give it off to Ubaja. They'll work it around the far side. Jackson drive in, jump stop.
What a shot. What a shot. By Warren Jackson.
He'll knock it down from 10 feet on the far side, just outside the paint. Bringing it up for the Urban Knights, Williams. Jackson playing tight defense. Williams to the near side. Little spin move around Jackson. Zeller with it into the corner. Long thought about a shot. No, give it back to Zeller, and Zeller will knock down.
And on that play, Warren Jackson was ball watching, looking at the ball where it was getting swung at and not going on his defender that time.
Zeller knocked down a long two. Bynum in the paint. His pass to Jackson overshot, and it'll land in Media Row. That'll be a turnover for the Gators. Academy Art with possession now, just off to our right here in our broadcast booth.
Kendall Brown passes
Brown
it in.
Will go in to Williams, who brings it up across the timeline. Art going from our right to left. Williams working. on Jackson, between the legs, drives into the lane, left side, no, decides to back out. He'll give it inside to Neven, up off the glass. Oh, and a beautiful floater on the baseline.
Amazing how he beat the double team there.
Neven using his height to his advantage.
Here we go, Jackson.
Near side wing, Jackson has it, working on Zeller. Bynum from the top of the key. He'll swing it around far corner. Back out, three ball on the way, and that'll be knocked down, a long three ball by Josh Coloni, the center, senior out of Stockton, California. And if Coloni, the big man for the Gators, can hit threes, that'll be some trouble for Art here as the Gators are up 6-4 here in the early goings. Art with it now on the far side. Zeller, he'll dump it down inside to Neven, low block. Keel Long thought about a three, no. Instead, he'll give it back to Williams, who drives in.
Kendall
shot
Brown.
Blocked. Brown with it now, gets his own rebound, goes back up, tried to draw a whistle, no. Neven with the putback as we have a timeout. It'll be a media timeout. Game is knotted up at 6 apiece, 17 and a half to go, and it's been really tight early, you guys, 6 all.
Yeah, and it's been pretty even. Both teams really working the paint inside, except for that three-pointer from San Francisco State's Josh Colon there.
Talking a little bit about the man who scored first, Warren Jackson for San Francisco State. He has he was named a preseason All-American honorable mention by the Street and Smith's yearbook this year, and last year was a Division II Bulletin All-American honorable mention. So we'll see how his season goes. It looks like it's starting off pretty well with that shot. We'll see how it goes.
All right, looks like we're about to be back underway. Jackson with it now. Across is the timeline from our left to right. Jackson will be working on Brown. Near side bottom, down to the low post. That's Coloni. Back up top. Zeller thought about a three. No, contested tightly by
Look at this double team bringing down the inside.
Oh, Bynum, offensive rebound for the Gators. Coloni has a three.
It was
an offensive
foul.
It was an offensive foul. Nice ball. Three ball in the corner from off the glass. No good. Williams, Keel, and it looked like it might have been
Payne swinging outside.
Checking in for the Gators, Kenny Macklin in place of Ubaji, who just picked up his second team foul for the Gators. And instead, the Urban Knights will be inbounding from the far sideline. Inbounding will be Brown. Brown to Williams. Williams top of the key. Fresh shot clock. Williams looking for a screen. He'll go far wing. Into the corner. Brown drives baseline. Up off the glass. No, and it's blocked by Macklin. Big block there by Macklin as Jackson comes the other way. Jackson drives lane right side. Euro step. Just throws it over the head. Not able to get it to go. And who did it go off of? It went off of Academy of Art. It'll be Gator ball underneath the Art hoop. So can get some points on the board quickly here. But instead, we will have a media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II Men's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Game one of this tournament hosted by Dominican here, Academy of Art, and San Francisco State. Urban Knights lead 9-6, 15-51 overhead, and we'll be right back.
Golf Club. I'd love to see all Dominican fans come enjoy our championship golf course.
If you love golf and you love Dominican University of California, then play golf where the Penguins play. Peacock Gap Golf Club is the home to DU Golf. So come spend the day at Peacock Gap Golf Club. You might even run into a penguin or two.
Up to bat, no batteries included and no strings attached, no holes barred, no time for move faking, got to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe, so sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's true.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to NC2A Division II Men's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. San Francisco State and Academy of Art here at the Conlin Center. The Urban Knights lead 9-6 early in this ball game, 15-51 overhead, and the Gators will have an inbound underneath the Art hoop. That inbound goes far side, Zeller, top of the key to Macklin. Jackson far wing. He'll drive baseline, reverse layup, up off the rim, and no good. Long with the board for the Knights. And they're going the other way quickly now as Okuneme has it, driving in Williams from the right side. Try to get it out. No, stolen by Jackson. It's Jackson and Long. Jackson bounce pass to Zeller, up off the glass, and he'll get the layup to go in from the right side. Zeller with his first points of the game, 9-8 Knights lead. Williams slowing things down now. Okuneme controlling top of the key. Working on Jackson. Calling for Neven to come up. He will. Pass to the far side. Long. Okuneme drives left side. Floater up off the glass. Rattles around the rim. No. Rebound by Bynum. Jackson going quickly the other way. Macklin controls now in front of the art bench. On the wing. Down inside to Colony. Colony working on Neven. Spin move. Oh, up and under. And a beautiful move to get up and under Neven as Colony gets it to go up off the glass. 10-9 Gators. Down low, Neven. Just inside the three-point line on the near side. His pass cross-court tipped. It'll go out of bounds. And possession will stay with Art as Williams checks in for the Gators.
That was
as well as Williams and Morgan for the Urban Knights.
We saw an impressive spin move post work by the SF State Gators there on that last possession.
Purnell also checking in for Academy of Art. Inbounding Brown. He'll go to Williams. Williams controlling the point now, top of the key. Right wing to Purnell. Near side Williams driving the baseline. Brown. He'll stop, pick up the dribble, tried to get it up off the glass. No good. He'll get his own rebound and chuck it back in to Purnell now. Keel long, top of the key. Purnell right wing. They move it down into the corner to Morgan. Cross court to Long. He'll drive baseline. Long nifty move, and he gets blocked. Gets his own rebound, though. Purnell, three ball left wing off back iron. Jackson with the board. Jackson pressing the other way. Jackson and the Gators attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Far side with it. That is Macklin. He'll settle things down here. He'll pick up a screen. Thought about a three. No, instead he'll go cross court to Jackson right wing. Down into the corner. Gators have it now. Zeller, three ball, no good, off front iron. It'll go out of bounds, and the Academy of Art will maintain possession. Gators ahead, 11-9 here to open this game. Checking in for Academy of Art. Nick Conway for his first minutes of the game. Long will inbound. San Francisco State with full court pressure now, leading by two. We're going to run the full court press here. Inbound will go to Williams. He'll come near side. Williams and Long back and forth. They'll get it across the timeline to Morgan, who almost stepped out of bounds. Long driving down the middle. Instead, he'll hand it off to Williams. Back out to Purnell, who couldn't handle it. He'll corral it. Williams top of the key. Long left wing, 13 on the shot clock. Purnell thought about a 3-0, 10 seconds. Long left wing, 8. Williams top 7. Purnell right wing, 5. Long thought about a deep 3. With 2 seconds left, Purnell puts it up, and he'll knock it down. A long two by Aaron Purnell to knot the game at 11 just before the shot clock expires. Williams top of the key. He'll shoot a three, and no good. Williams, one of the seven footers, Paul, as Purnell has it left side, top of the key to Long. Driving in the middle, Morgan over Williams, and he'll get it to fall. He'll get it over the seven-foot Williams. Just a nice job there to get it up and over him. 12-11, Knights lead. Macklin near side, controlling Zeller. Tightly contested by Conway. Pass inside, stolen away by Williams. Williams is tripped up by Jackson, and that'll be Jackson's first personal and the third team foul for the Gators as Neven checks back in place of Keel Long. Academy of Art will have possession, and they will inbound on the far side directly across from us here on Media Row. Inbounding will be Morgan. He'll get it into Williams. Williams will bring it up, working on Jackson left side. Purnell down low, Neven. He's double teamed now. Purnell left wing. Williams had a shot top of the key. No. Instead, he'll go down inside to Conway. Into the corner, driving Williams, and he'll pull up from about 8 feet away. No good. Rebound by Wickliffe. Jackson slowing things down now, top of the key. He'll go far side to Macklin. He'll swing it around, right wing. Wickliffe, Jackson controlling top of the key, 13 to shoot. Three on the way from Macklin. It will rattle around. Board for Conway. Williams pressing for the Urban Knights now. Far side Morgan. He'll back down Macklin and drive in up off the glass, and he'll get it to fall. Count it. He'll go to the line. Knights up 15-14.
It's interesting. We're seeing this full court press from the San Francisco State Gators putting early pressure on the Academy of Art Knights, and it seems like the Academy of Art Knights are getting around it and taking advantage in the early going.
And we will have a media timeout. Urban Knights lead 15-11 here. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. 11:50 overhead, and we're at a media timeout with the Knights leading 15-11. Welcome back, everybody. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, Paul Gunnis on your call. We're hosting a tournament here, guys, at the Conlin Center, and right now we have the Academy of Art Urban Knights leading the San Francisco Gators 15-10. The foul before the break was committed on the Gators' Bynum, and it was an and one as Morgan made the bucket, and he'll go to the line and for his plus one. So Morgan, his first free throws of the year coming now, or his first free throw, that is. He can put his Knights up by six. Four team fouls now for the Gators after that one was committed as Morgan knocks it down. Knights with a six-point lead. Jackson brings it up near wing, Whitcliffe. Jackson hands it off to Whitcliffe. Top of the key, Macklin down inside to Bynum. Bynum ball fake. He'll drive in on Morgan. Tries to go up off the glass. No good. Morgan with the rebound. He's going quickly the other way. Morgan double teamed. He'll drive in left side. Instead, he'll pick up the dribble and go back to the top of the key to Conway. They'll swing it around far side. Purnell, who drives the baseline, up off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound by Neven. Top of the key. Williams, three ball. Got it. Zuri Williams with a three to put the Knights up 19-10. And he is pumped. Jackson, the preseason All-American, quiet here. He's got two of the Gators' 10 points. Oh, and nice move to get Williams on his back. Jackson long two, off back iron. Board by Morgan, and he'll slow things down, according to head coach Julius Barnes. He wants his Academy of Art Urban Knights to slow things down and run a play here. Williams at the point, left wing, Morgan. Morgan back top of the key. Williams, right wing, thought about a three. No, instead he'll go to the corner. Purnell. Purnell's passed the top of the key, knocked away. Williams has it 8 seconds. Coming across the timeline, six. Morgan drives in five. Into the paint, up off the glass, three. Off the rim, shot clock will reset. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll stay with Academy of Art. It was last touched by a Gator, and it did hit the rim. So we will have a fresh shot clock, a fresh 30 here as Long and Brown return for the Urban Knights in place of Morgan and Conway. Zeller and Diaz check back in for the Gators in place of Jackson and Macklin.
I'd like to see San Francisco State force Cole Morgan to his left. He's having a lot of success going to his dominant side in his right hand.
Williams inbound pass. He's got to get it off quickly. And no, it'll be a five-second violation. Williams couldn't get it in. Long was deep. Williams couldn't see him. It'll be an unforced error and a turnover here for Academy of Art. The Gators will have it now, down nine. Controlling the point for San Francisco State now is Diaz, who checked in for Williams. They'll swing it far side, Zeller. Whitcliffe, top of the key. Left side, three ball, air ball by Zeller. Rebound, Williams. Knights going now the other way. Into the far corner, Purnell. Williams now top of the key. A lot of substitutions for Art here so far. Left wing long, back to the top key. They'll swing it around. Williams, three ball, rattles around, off the rim, no good. Williams with the board for the Gators. Pressing quickly now, Diaz, top of the key. He'll drive in right side, kick out right wing. Whitcliffe had a shot, no. They'll swing it around far side. Zeller towards the baseline. Diaz, they'll come near side. Whitcliffe, three ball, right wing. No, he missed left. Jack Williams with the offensive rebound. Oh, and it's stolen away by Williams. Williams and Bynum. Williams in right side, up off the glass. Rolls around, no good. He'll get his own rebound. Just kidding. That was San Francisco State with it. Diaz now going from our left to right. Near wing, Whitcliffe, three ball, off front iron, no good. Long with the rebound. Knights will slow things down now. Coach Julian Barnes wants a pick. Williams up at the top of the key. He'll get a screen from Neven. Near side, wing, long. Long will go back to the top of the key. Set things up, 10 seconds. Williams, right wing, 9. Top of the key, Purnell, 7. Swinging around to Long. Left wing, 6. Shot, 3 ball, good.
Boom, baby.
Keel, Long with the 3 to give Academy of Art a 22-10 lead. Zeller, far wing. Top of the key. They'll swing it around. Diaz, near side, down low to Bynum. Bynum working on Brown. Bynum, top of the key, Whitcliffe. They'll swing it around far side, far corner, Diaz. Ball fake, he'll drive baseline, and it went out of bounds. Unable to keep the handle on it as Diaz throws it out of bounds, an unforced error as Okeneme and Williams return for the Urban Knights in place of Morgan and Williams. Controlling the point now for the Urban Knights, Okeneme. He'll bring it across the timeline here at the Conlin Center. Slowly, Academy of Art working now. He'll pick up a screen from Neven. He'll pick up his dribble in some trouble now. Get it to Williams, right wing. Williams picked up his dribble as well. Okeneme driving in left side. He'll get it back out to Brown. Nice spin move in the paint around Williams of the Gators. Up off the glass, and how did he get that to go in? Brilliant spin move in the paint by Kendall Brown. Art leads 24-10. Whitcliffe, right wing. Top of the key, Zeller. They'll swing it around. Bynum, the lefty, three ball in the way. Off back iron. Brown with the rebound for the Urban Knights. He'll go down the far sideline. Brown driving in. Far side, up off the glass. And Brown, have a minute, young man. He puts his Knights up 26-10. Here in the first half, 7:49 to go. You guys, this was an Academy of Art team coming off a 7-19 record last year, playing a San Francisco State team that was 25-6, and Academy of Art is leading by 16 here in the first half.
Well, you know, I think the factor of this being the new coach for the Gators' first game, it's really affecting the Gators as they seem to be getting used to the new system.
Getting used to the new system, indeed. We're at a media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And we have a lot going on today, Brandon.
Yeah, we really do. And we have the Limes Ballet here for Dominican performing tonight. So come see the Limes BFA program's fall showcase today at 7 p.m. and Saturday, November 11th at 3 p.m. The program will feature 4 premieres by former Limes Ballet Company members spanning 3 generations in Angelico Concert Halls. So tickets are available at the door, $10 or free with a DUID. So do not miss this phenomenal show tonight and tomorrow afternoon.
That's just great. Go check that out, everybody. Game 1 of this PacWest CCAA Tip-Off Challenge, Academy of Art in San Francisco State. Game 2 coming up at 2 p.m. That is the Dominican University Penguins against Stanislaus State. Those will be the 2 games for today. Tomorrow, 2 more games coming at you. And later tonight, women's volleyball. It's a great day to be listening to Penguin Radio coming out of the timeout. 7:49 overhead here in the first half. Knights lead 26-10. Jackson back in now for the Gators. The preseason All-American trying to get going here as he only has 2 points, you guys. He's 1-for-4 from the field. Driving inside, Ubaja, he'll back out, go left side working on Long. He's triple team, needs some help now. He'll go up off the glass, no good, own rebound, and he'll tip it back in. Oh, and he got tangled up there with his own teammate in Wycliffe and came up stumbling. Williams will control top of the key for the Knights. Tried to go in left side, poked away by Jackson Long, able to handle it. Long looking for a screen, instead he'll go to Okeneme far wing. Williams top of the key, 14. Okeneme driving in towards the free throw line. Williams three ball, and he got it. Williams with a long three. Knights up 17-29-12. Whitcliff near side. They'll swing it around far wing to Jackson. Warren Jackson slowing things down for the Gators. Top of the key. He'll hand it off to Ubaja. Zeller far side. Tightly contested by Williams. They'll swing it around near side. Whitcliff working on Brown. Down inside to Coloni. Coloni working on Neven. Back out. Zeller five on the shot clock. Three ball off the rim. No good. Rebound Urban Knights. That was Neven with the board as Brown wants Williams to control the point. Okuneme far wing. He'll drive in baseline. Jump stop. Mid-range jumper off the rim as he'll get his own rebound back. Corner. Long two by Brown. Off back iron. Rebound. Gators. That's Whitcliff. He'll come down the near sideline. Working on Brown. Top of the key to Coloni. Jackson, far wing, Ubaja top of the key, waiting for something to open up, 15 on the shot clock. Zeller has it now, right wing, gets a screen from Coloni. Ubaja, far side, Whitcliff, he'll get a screen, he'll drive in from the free throw line, jumper, no good. With six on the shot clock, Brown with the rebound for the Urban Knights. Okuneme across the timeline, working on Jackson. Okuneme, hands off to Williams between the legs, tightly guarded by Jackson of the Gators. Keel long, top of the key. Right wing, Okuneme. Inside to Brown. Try to get a pass off. No, it's batted away by Coloni. Out of bounds. Urban Knights will inbound underneath the Gator hoop. Returning for the Gators is Bynum. And returning for Academy of Art are Morgan and Maxwell for his first minutes of the night. Inbounding for the Knights will be Williams underneath the Gator hoop, guarded by Coloni. Far corner, Williams driving in. Oh, gets around a defender. Up off the glass. No good as it rattles around and out. Coming the other way with it now, Ubaja driving the lane. He'll back out, and he will be fouled by Williams. Not Williams. The foul will be committed by Chance Maxwell. So in his first 30 seconds, Maxwell picks up his first personal and second team foul for the Urban Knights. San Francisco State will inbound here off to our right. Zeller will be inbound and guarded by Williams of the Knights.
So he's had good looks all night, shots, and he just can't nail them.
Beyond the arc, first personal, third team foul.
Day for the Gators so far.
And finally get it across Brown at the top of the key. Get off Williams. Williams working on Macklin. Far corner, Conway. They'll swing it around near side. Morgan driving in, up off the glass, no good. Rebound Jackson, he'll press quickly. Jackson and Zeller. Zeller right side, three ball. No good. Rebound Conway. Urban Knights pressuring now. Far side Brown. Brown with a three ball. Up off the front iron. No good. Rebound Bynum. Jackson with it now. He'll slow things down. A couple of back and forth possessions there, guys. No points for either side. Zeller slowing things down. Bynum in front of the Urban Knight bench. Spin move on Conway. Baseline. Floater. He'll get it to fall.
We were talking about how SF State's only shooting 9% from the three, while Academy of the Arts shooting 44% from the three-point range right now. It's making a difference in this ballgame.
And a timeout from Coach Julius Barnes. His team leads 29-16. You're listening to NC2A, Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Academy of Art Urban Knights leads San Francisco State 29-16 at this Urban Knight time. Time out. Coming out of that Urban Knight timeout, Academy of Art leads 29-16. Coach Julius Barnes just trying to slow the pace of this game, guys. And Academy of Art really taking control. They led by as much as 17, ahead by 13 now. On the floor for the Gators, Macklin, Zeller, Jackson, Coloni, and Bynum. On the floor for the Urban Knights, Morgan, Conway, Brown, Purnell, and Williams. The Urban Knights will inbound on the far sideline as we have a whistle, and we have a problem with the, looks like the shot clock possibly, and we will re-inbound on the far sideline just at center court. It'll be Conway inbounding. You guys, four quick fouls for the Gators to start out the game. And they are sitting at four fouls now, so it looked like they might have been getting in some foul trouble early on. Instead, they're sitting with four team fouls. Purnell, double teamed by Zeller and Macklin. Purnell needs help. Top of the key pass, and it'll go out of bounds. San Francisco State forces a quick turnover out of the timeout, and that's a little bit of positive momentum there for the Gators. And we have a change of possession, so we will reset the shot clock. Inbounding will be Coloni for San Francisco State. Jackson controlling the point. Jackson working on Williams. Bynum, they'll swing it far side to Zeller. Zeller dump pass inside the paint to Coloni. Coloni spin move up off the glass. Unable to get it to fall. Morgan with the board. As we have another whistle. And we are having problems with the shot clock. Well, history repeats itself, Brennan, if I could say the least.
Yeah, first game, you know, they're still trying to get things situated here.
You're absolutely right. First game using a shot clock here this year. And we're getting it underway. We're getting it handled.
You know, we were talking about earlier the foul trouble that I said would be a big factor in this game, and it seems like that's how Academy of Art got into that early lead, but now the Gators will try to catch up if they can keep these fouls under control.
Yeah, they're trying to close that gap. It's a 13-point deficit right now. The Urban Knights leading. Gators implementing full court pressure now as Brown will inbound off to our right. He'll get it into Williams. Macklin and Bynum on the double team. Over to Brown. Brown up the far sideline. Williams near side. He'll get it across the timeline. He is double teamed now. Nice bounce pass to Brown. Down baseline. Morgan up off the glass. Unable to get it to fall. Macklin with the rebound. Macklin far sideline coming down the court. Top of the key. Coloni three ball off the glass. No good. Rebound Morgan, and he will slow things down under orders from Coach Barnes. He wants his Urban Knights to swing it far corner. Conway, no good. Off front iron. Rebound Macklin. He'll press far sideline. He'll come near side Jackson. Into the corner. Driving the baseline. Zeller. Nice floater on the baseline. Zeller gets it to fall. And the deficit is now 11 for the Gators. Williams bringing it up for the Urban Knights. Near wing to Brown. Top of the key, Williams tried to drive in and said he'll back his way out. Brown will drive baseline from the left side. No. Bounce pass to Conway. Stolen away. That is Macklin driving up the court. Zeller three ball far side. No good. Offensive board tipped away by Macklin. Coloni able to corral it. Jackson right corner. Three ball, and Jackson knocks down a three. We'll see if that gets Jackson going. That's his first attempt from beyond the arc, and he gets it to fall. Williams with it now for the Knights, guarded tightly by Jackson. Williams driving in left side. Spin move off the rim. No good. Rebound Bynum. Gators the other way. Jackson pressure now. Jackson will drive in, and we will get a charge on Jackson, as looked like Williams was inside the restricted area. He was outside the restricted area as we're holding on here. It'll be an offensive foul by Warren Jackson. That'll be his second personal, fifth team foul. And as soon as we start talking about the Gators staying out of foul trouble, they now have five team fouls. That's Jackson second, you guys. Jackson is the best player on the San Francisco State team with two fouls already, and we have 1:31 to go here in the first half as the Urban Knights inbound. Williams and Brown bringing it up, getting past the full court pressure. Brown will bring it across the timeline far side. He'll come over to the near side to Williams, setting things up now. Coach Julius Barnes calling out the play. Williams on the left wing. Williams driving in. He'll kick it back out to Neven. Top of the key, eight. Neven, Okuneme, 7. Far side, Okuneme driving in 6. Top of the key, Williams, 4. Pass down low, Brown up off the glass with 2 seconds on the shot clock. 31-21, Knights lead. We're under a minute to go here. Jackson brings it up on the far sideline. Looking for a screen, it'll pass it off to Williams. They'll swing it near side. Zeller on the near wing. Zeller to Williams, top of the key. 3 ball by Williams, and he'll knock it down. Williams, the 7-footer from Castaic, California, hits the 3 ball. It's a 10-point game. It is a 7-point game. 31-24, 37 seconds to go. Top of the key, Okuneme working on Jackson. Through the legs, keel long left wing. Top of the key, Okuneme, 15. He'll drive in, 13. Spin move. 3 ball thought about by Williams. No, instead he'll drive in baseline. Brown, reverse layup, and he'll get it to fall with 7 seconds. 21 overhead here in the first half. 33-24, Urban Knights. Jackson slowing things down. It looks like the Gators will take the final possession here in the first half. They trail by 9. Want to go into the second half with a single-digit deficit, 6. Jackson, far side, Zeller, 4. 3 ball, air ball, picked up by Long, 2. Long up near half court, launches it. Oh, and he almost made it. Keel Long from 3/4 court. The Knights lead 33-24 at the end of the first half. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And fellas, the Knights led by as much as 17 there at one point in this first half. And at the end of the first half, Gators have 5 team fouls. Knights with 3, and it's really been a good game on the scoreboard. It's a 9-point game, but our stat sheets say otherwise.
Yeah, I think for San Francisco State, they need to abandon the 3-point shooting. It hasn't been falling for them all day. 3-for-17 after the 3 from Williams to cut the lead to 7. They've only shot 17%, as we've mentioned. I like San Francisco State's attack inside the paint, and I think they need to feed the ball more to Colonia. He has those great pump fakes, working it inside and outside. That's been successful for the Gators.
I also think that if San Francisco State's going to heat up, Warren Jackson needs to step up. The preseason All-American, honorable mention, needs to show why he is that. And if he can do that, I think SF State could come back in this game. It's been shocking so far.
Yeah, Jackson is the leading scorer for the Gators with 7 points. He's 2-for-5 from the field. You guys mentioned abandoning the 3-point shooting, all right? Look at this. The Gators are 3-for-17 from beyond the arc. 1 3 came from Williams and 1 from Colony. They're 2 7-footers hitting 2 of the 3 3 balls from downtown. I mean, you would think they would come from Jackson, Bynum, Ubaja, Zeller. No, those guys, I mean, the only guard to hit one from downtown is Warren Jackson, and that's the only one that he shot.
Yeah, I think Evan Zeller needs to abandon that. He's been shooting 6 threes, and he's 0-for-6. We saw him close the half out with an air ball. I think Zeller's game is more of the mid-range and driving in.
We will have to see in the second half. It's been a tightly contested first half on the scoreboard, let alone what we've seen on the court. The Urban Knights have really controlled it here in the first half under head coach Julius Barnes in his 6th season. Kendall Brown was the leading scorer coming back from last year, and he is the leading scorer for the Urban Knights here today. He's the only player on both squads in double digits with 11. He's 5-for-7 from the field. So we'll be back with the second half of this doubleheader action today between San Francisco State and Academy of Art. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back in about 12 minutes. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Game 1 of 4 over the span of the next 2 days between the Academy of Art Urban Knights and the San Francisco State Gators. The Urban Knights leading this one at half, 33-24, and it's been a tale of two different shooting types of teams, you guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we see so far the Gators shooting only 28% from the field, but taking a lot of shots. We see them 9-for-32, and I think that we'll see a second half that's more defensive-minded. It seems like that's what they were doing to catch up in this game. Narrowing the deficit from a 17 to now, I believe it is 9. So that is something they're going to definitely have to keep up in the second half if they want to win this ball game.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Paul. I think the success that San Francisco State had towards the end was the double team forcing pressure on Academy of Art. I think they need to come out and put that full court pressure just to see how Academy of Art handles that.
It's going to be an interesting second half. The Urban Knights led by as many as 17, you guys, in the first half. Okay, so the leading scorers for San Francisco State, Warren Jackson has 7. Paul, that's your pick who needs to get going here in the second half. Brandon, you think the Gators need to feed Colony a little more?
I definitely agree. He had a lot of success, working the low block and going up and under, has those creative hook shots too to work to his advantage.
Yep, and for the Urban Knights, they're 4-for-10 from downtown. You guys, 3s by Williams, Brown, Williams, and Keel Long.
I think Academy of Art, their second half scorers, that's going to have a big game here, is Cole Morgan and Kobe Williams. They play almost the same type of style, driving in and really not afraid to shine contact on the big man that San Francisco State has against them.
Gators on the floor to be Jackson, Bynum, Zeller, Colony, and Ubaja, I believe. And for the Urban Knights, Long, Brown, Neven, Okuneme, and Williams. Quick note on Keel Long, you guys, for the Urban Knights. I played high school baseball with Keel Long.
Wow.
Keel Long out of the Santa Rosa Junior College, went to Montgomery High School. Played 2 years of baseball with him. Cool little note, in case you guys wanted to know.
Was he good at basketball or baseball?
Oh, yeah, he's good. He's a catcher and an outfielder.
Nice.
As we get underway, the Urban Knights will have possession. Now attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Okuneme, 3 ball on the way, off front iron, rebound, Bynum. His handoff to Ubaja there almost went into the icebox, you guys. Ubaja had a trouble getting a handle on that one as he has it top of the key, near side, Zeller. Gators going from our right to left now. Zeller top of the key. Jackson thought about a deep three, Long with a hand in the face. Instead, Jackson will cross over. Zeller driving the baseline. He'll get trapped. Colony, 3 ball, left corner, and he'll knock it down. The Gators have 4 from beyond the arc today. Colony with 2 of the 4. The 6-9er, Colony. Art inside, Neven in the paint. Neven working on Colony. Neven driving baseline, kick out to Long. Williams top of the key. Brown will drive baseline. He'll work on Colony. Step back, jumper. Rattles around, no good. Brown with the offensive board, and he hit the deck hard, you guys. He'll get up right away quickly, and that foul will be on Warren Jackson. That's his 3rd personal, first team foul here in the second half, but more importantly, his 3rd personal.
I think that was a stupid foul. You shouldn't put yourself in that situation going for the rebound. You just shouldered him right up against his throat. I think that was just a stupid foul by Warren Jackson. Could have been avoided.
Definitely could have been avoided. And the Urban Knights will inbound. On the inbound will be Williams. With Colonia's face, he'll go top of the key towards the timeline to Long. Williams in the far corner. He'll drive inside. Dump pass up off the glass. That shot by Brown, and the bench of the Urban Knights thought he got hacked. He might have Jackson with the other way. Jackson top of the key. Zeller, 3 ball, left wing, knocks it down.
There's Zeller. We were talking about I need to heat up from the 3-point line. There it is.
He was 0-for-6 in the first half. Since then, Zeller, I believe, has hit 2 from beyond the arc. 33-30, the Gators have narrowed the lead to 3. Okuneme top of the key. He'll drive in right side. Just past Zeller, up off the glass, reverse layup. No good, Zeller with the board. Zeller near sideline. Bounce pass to Ubaja. He'll lose the handle. Brown with the interception. Williams pressing. He'll slow things down up near the logo here. Dump pass inside to Neven. Up off the glass. No good. Bynum with the rebound. Gators going from right to left here in Media Row. Jackson, right wing. Fancy footwork. 3 ball deep. Williams with the board. Jackson needs to get going, you guys, from the 3-point line. Long right wing in front of his own bench. They'll swing it around other side to Okuneme. Zeller in his face. Okuneme looking for a screen. He'll get it. He'll drive in left side into the paint. Kick out Neven. Neven, 3 ball, and he'll knock it down. A high arcing 3 ball from Cameron Neven. Makes it a 6-point Knights lead. Right wing, Jackson with it now with Okuneme right in his grill. Top of the key, Ubaja, they'll swing it around left wing to Bynum. Bynum the lefty. Brown in his face, dumped down inside, left block, Coloni. Back up top of the key, Bynum. 10 seconds. Zeller right side, 8. Zeller dribbling, 7. Looking for a screen, 5. Zeller in the corner, 4. Double team bounce back inside to Baja, 2 off the glass. Gets it to fall with 1 second left on the shot clock.
What a beautiful backdoor cut by Baja there, putting his defender out to the 15 mark line and getting him inside.
Williams top of the key. Ubaja looking to go down low. He will. Brown in the corner. His pass tipped away by Jackson, and it'll stay with the Urban Knights as Morgan and Macklin will check back in. Morgan in place of Brown for the Urban Knights. Macklin in place of Ubaja for the Gators. Morgan freshly checked in, and he will inbound on the far sideline on the plus side of the court as Diaz also checks in for the Gators in place of Jackson.
Yeah, the Gators have really stepped up their defense here, working in the inside. Credit to Josh Coloni there for causing disruption so far in the second half.
Okuneme, top of the key. He'll come near side Jackson. He'll swing it around to Long. Inside to Morgan, driving on Coloni. Morgan, right side, up off the glass, and a beautiful right-handed layup there by Cole Morgan. San Francisco State working quickly now. Top of the Coloni three ball. Good. He will knock it down. That's his third from beyond the arc. He cuts the Urban Knight lead to 2, 37-35. 16 and a half overhead here in the second half. Cross court pass and even to Long. Long three ball. Missed right. Board by Bynum. Bynum pushing. Bynum left wing. He'll slow things down. Zeller, top of the key. Coloni will drive inside. Coloni gets it poked away. Okuneme with the steal. Williams with it now, coming the other way. Williams working on Diaz behind the back. Gets it knocked away by Diaz, and there will be a whistle. We'll call a foul.
That was a close call there. I don't know about that.
And let's see who they put it on. It's going to be on Michael Diaz for the Gators. That's his first personal second team foul for the Gators as Williams checks in place of Williams. Zuri Williams coming in place of Kobe Williams here for the Urban Knights. 25 overhead, 6-10 left in the second half. Morgan's inbound pass goes to Okuneme. He'll set up the offense here, long left wing. He'll come near side with it. Okuneme on the right wing, bounce pass inside Neven. Neven being double teamed. Neven driving baseline. He is stuffed there by Coloni. We have a whistle. Long will shoot the three. He'll knock it down, but it doesn't matter. That whistle occurred beforehand. And the foul is going to be on Kenny Macklin, his first personal, third team foul for the Gators. And we have a media timeout, 37-35. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio. Radio.Dominican.edu, game one of this PacWest CCAA tip-off challenge hosted here on the beautiful campus of Dominican University of California. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, Paul Gunnis with you. Throughout the day, we have the Dominican Penguins and Stanislaus State Warriors coming up here in game number two later on tonight at 7 p.m. The Penguin volleyball team takes on Fresno Pacific, 15:56 overhead, and we will be right back.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street. Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
Every day is payday. Swipe my card, then I do it, nay, nay. You're talking to a late day. I want a Kanye, yay, not a Ray J. So that's a no-no. I'ma make back and use a Volvo. This convo beat like Dre. Ay, I already know what you're trying to say.
Welcome back, everybody. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, Paul Gunnis here with you all day today. Three games as the Urban Knights have it inbounding underneath the Gator hoop. 20 on the shot clock. Okuneme top of the key. Guarded by Bynum. He'll come near side. Zuri Williams swinging around to Keel Long. Long thought about going back to Williams. He will. Williams right side. Driving in Morgan. Morgan bounce pass. Tipped away by Diaz. Diaz and Long. Diaz up off the glass and in. That will tie this game. 37 all, Long doing what he could to defend there without fouling. Okuneme hands it off to Long. Top of the key. Okuneme on Zeller, driving in left side. Okuneme from the baseline, jumper up off the rim, no good. Rebound as there's a scrum, the board by Okuneme. Top of the key, Williams. Morgan still laying in the paint. Williams drives in left side, puts a shot up. He'll be fouled, and he will go to the line.
Yeah, that's very dangerous there. Cole Morgan inside the restricted area. Fortunate that he didn't get stepped on there on that sequence.
That foul for the Gators will be on number five, Michael Diaz. His second personal fourth team foul for the Gators. Still knotted up at 37 apiece, and Zuri Williams can break the tie right here with his first free throws of the new season. Williams' first free throw off the back of the rim and good. Checking in, Purnell, Brown, and Williams in place of Okuneme, Long, and Neven.
Here comes the height of San Francisco State and Williams. Let's see if he can cause a disruption and continue the defensive intensity they've brought here in the second half.
Gators went with the height. Knights went with a smaller, quicker, more shooting lineup. Williams toes the line. He'll bounce it a couple of times. His shot is up, and he'll come away from the line 2 of 2 to give the Knights a 39-37 lead. That is a sixth lead change of the game, you guys. Left wing, Macklin. Top of the key, Williams. He'll swing it all the way around. Zeller, far side. Jackson from the free throw line. Williams, top of the key, three ball. No good. Missed it right. Bynum with the tip. Back to Zeller, and we have a whistle. We'll have a foul. That one will be on Kendall Brown of the Urban Knights. That'll be his first personal, first team foul for the Knights here in the second half.
You know, we see them narrow the lead once again. The San Francisco State Gators defense stepping up here in the second half.
Really putting pressure as our referees having a word with each other. And we're ready to go as the Gators will inbound. On the far side, our far left, Williams thought about a three, guarded by Brown. Now he'll hand it off to Macklin. Macklin will swing all the way around, near side, left wing, Jackson. Jackson, top of the key, Macklin three ball. He'll miss it deep. Rebound by Williams. Williams for Academy of Art pressing. Williams gets it punched away. It goes out of bounds. Academy of Art will inbound underneath the Gator hoop. A scoring opportunity here. Kobe Williams will be inbounding. His inbound off the leg of Zeller, picked up by Macklin. It's Macklin and Williams. Macklin driving in right side. Macklin up off the glass. Count it. He'll go to the line.
That was great intensity we saw after the turnover, then press. Macklin taking it to the hoop.
He'll go to the line with an and one. Macklin shooting his first free throws of the season, and he can give the Gators a 1 point lead if he can knock it down. Macklin toes the line. His and one free throw is up and good as Ubaja checks in place of Macklin. The Gators with a 40-39 lead. Diaz also checking in place of Zeller. So the Urban Knights had a 17-point lead at 1 point in this game. They now trail by one. Brown and Williams trying to get it across the timeline. Gators implementing full court pressure. Brown, good ball fake. He picks up the dribble, and they'll get it across the court, the half court line to Morgan. Williams with it. He'll dump it inside to Morgan. Morgan, Williams, three ball right wing. Off the rim, rebound Williams of the Gators. Jackson pressing along the far sideline. He'll come near side. Diaz thought about a three. No. Hand off to Jackson, left wing. Jackson driving in left side, and he did push off, and they're going to call him for it. That is Warren Jackson's fourth personal, fifth team foul. Check it as Macklin returns in place of Jackson. You guys, that's Jackson's fourth personal.
Well, that's a good way to make sure he doesn't have many points in the second half.
Brown inside. He slips in the paint. Up off the rim. No good. Macklin with the board. Macklin the other way. Working on Williams. Macklin pick up the dribble. Left wing. Top of the key. Williams. As the Gators slow things down now as Williams controls running the point. He'll drive left side. Left wing to Williams. Top of the key. Ubaja driving in left side, and he took too many steps. An unforced error for the Gators. They had an opportunity to grow their lead from one. Instead, Ubaja walked with it. 40-39, Gators lead 13-46 overhead.
Yeah, with this lead, it's the San Francisco State's first lead since they led 6-4 early in the first half.
Williams with it now. Full court pressure. Williams, 3-on-3 now. Williams from the three-point line, the free throw line. A quick jumper, and he'll bank it off the glass. Knights with a 41-40 lead. Right wing, Bynum. Inside, Ubaja, right block. He'll be fouled on the push. Do not count the basket. It'll be a foul on Kobe Williams of the Urban Knights. That's his second personal, third team foul for the Urban Knights. And San Francisco State will inbound underneath the Urban Knight basket. Inbounding will be Diaz. Bounce pass, Ubaja, left hand off the glass, and good. Gators retake a one-point lead, 42-41. Kobe Williams, the top of the key. Guarded by Diaz, bounce pass far side, into the corner, Morgan. Morgan double-team trap now in the corner now, top of the key to Williams. Purnell, bounce pass baseline to Brown. Brown double-team now in the middle, Morgan. Threw a couple of defenders up off the glass rim, rebound by Williams, shot no good. Diaz down the far sideline. Diaz and Williams. Diaz top of the key, Bynum had an open three, no. Instead it'll go to Diaz in the corner. Bynum on the right wing again. He'll dump it inside to Ubaja. Ubaja, cross court, Diaz, left wing, and he'll knock it down. That's a big three ball by Michael Diaz to put the Gators up 45-41. Four-point lead for the Gators. Timeout by Coach Julius Barnes for the Urban Knights as they trail by four here with 12:48 left to go in this game. Warren Jackson in some foul trouble for the Gators. He's taken out of this game so far. We won't see him until the wee minutes left here in this game with four fouls, you guys, and the Gators getting it done.
Well, I think, you know, we saw that lineup with Diaz in for Jackson when they heated up and narrowed this gap in the second half. So it'll be interesting to see if he can keep up the pressure or if they're going to need the experience as the game comes down.
Yeah, I think the major difference we've seen here for San Francisco State is the amount of defensive intensity they've brought up here. And in comparison to that, their offense looks the same. They're just moving the ball more, and this time around, they're just knocking their shots.
The Gators, you guys, shooting 39% from the field, overtaking the Academy of Art 36% from the field. So after a bad first half of shooting, both teams knocking down 19 from the field. We come back, it's Brown, Williams, Okuneme, Long, and Neven on the court for the Urban Knights. Diaz, Bynum, Macklin, Williams, and Ubaja for the Gators. They have a 4-point, 45-41 lead. Williams bringing it up. He'll get a screen from Neven. Top of the key, Okuneme, right corner, Long. He'll drive baseline. Back out to Okuneme, pass intercepted. Macklin with it for the Gators. Long pass intercepted by Williams. Pass to Brown as he falls down. Williams able to corral it. 2-on-2. Williams drives the paint, and he will be fouled by Macklin. That's Macklin's first personal, sixth team foul for San Francisco State. One more, and that puts the Urban Knights in bonus.
Some playground basketball there for a minute.
Definitely a little scrappy there as the ball was all over the place. We had guys hitting the deck. Guys flailing, and the Urban Knights will have it underneath the Gator hoop. Inbounding will be Kobe Williams as we have a little bit of a mopping action happening here as Tristan White is on the floor with the top of the key, Long. 10. Nice spin move around. Max is fighting for the rebound again. It's here in half number two. Diaz running the point. Diaz scratching his second personal fourth team foul for the Urban Knights, and the Gators will have possession underneath the Urban Knight hoop. When we come back, we're at a media timeout. No score change here, you guys. Still 45-41. Both teams missing a couple opportunities coming out of the last timeout, 11:48 overhead. The shooting has got a lot better, though, for both sides.
Yeah, shooting has gotten a lot better here, and The leading scorer for San Francisco State still is Josh Calhoun with 11 points. Right behind him, three people tied, Evan Zeller with 7, Ubaja with 7, and Warren Jackson with 7 as well. But as you mentioned, 4 personal fouls. In terms of Academy of Art, Kendall Brown still leading with 11 points. Cole Morgan and Zuri Williams with 7 apiece.
All right, everybody, you're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. 11:48 overhead. Gators with the ball underneath the Urban Knight hoop. Inbounding Diaz. Zeller in the corner. Top of the key. Bynum working on Brown. Bynum picks up his dribble. Zeller on the right wing. Tightly contested by Williams. Zeller picks up a screen into the corner, and we will have a foul. That will be on the Urban Knights' Kobe Williams. That's his third personal, fifth team foul for the Knights here in the second half. Our official telling head coach for the Academy of Art Urban Knights, Julius Barnes, to get back in position. He's coming too far onto the court. Diaz, top of the key, 18 seconds. We have whistles, and we have an offensive foul. That one will be on Zeller. He pushed off. That's his first personal, seventh team foul for the Gators, you guys. That will put the Urban Knights in bonus. So any foul from here on out committed by San Francisco State will result in 1-1 free throws.
Seems like both teams are having more trouble with fouls in this half.
Yeah, definitely so. Williams driving inside, free throw line. He'll pull up. Mid-range jumper. He'll knock it down. Good mid-range jumper there by Williams. That'll cut the lead from the Urban Knights to 43-45. Gators lead by 2. Diaz down low to Ubaja. Ubaja up off the glass. He'll get it to roll in amongst a couple of Urban Knights. Gators lead expands back up to 4. Williams calling out the play far side, right in front of the icebox. He'll pick up a screen even. 3-ball Williams off front iron. Rebound by Williams of the Gators. Diaz, far sideline. He'll weave in and out of traffic. Zeller, 3-ball left corner. He knocks it down. Zeller has heated up from beyond the arc here in the second half. He has gotten going. It's a 7-point San Francisco State 50-43 lead as Brown. Oh, and he caught. It looks like Ubaja, he might have caught him right in the face. Brown's trying to help him up. Brown's saying that he's sorry. The look that he gave Ubaja didn't say he was sorry initially, but he goes over and pats him on the chest. That foul will be committed by Ubaja, though. That is his third personal, eighth team foul. You guys, I thought that foul was going to be committed by Brown. He was looked like he was swinging his arms a little bit, trying to get Ubaja off of him. Instead, Ubaja commits the foul.
Seems like he's shaking off his elbow, like his funny bone might have gotten hit, or it might have hit the head of Ubaja on that last play.
Yeah, he definitely hit the ground as Wycliffe and Coloni come back in place of Ubaja and Williams. To the line goes Kendall Brown. These are his first free throws of the new season. Brown toes the line, wipes off his hand. It's a little sweaty, as I assume it would be. He'll spin the ball a couple of times. No dribbles from Brown. Interesting. His 1-1 on the way, and he knocks down the first. That cuts the lead to 6. Zuri Williams will return in place of Okeneme. As Brown toes the line for his second 1-1 free throw after he knocked down the first. He doesn't dribble the ball, guys. That's the first time I've seen that in a while, that nobody dribbles it when they go to the line. His second is good. It's a 5-point Gator lead. Diaz bringing it up the floor, slowing things down. Diaz to Bynum, left side, Zeller on the wing. He'll dump it inside to Coloni on the baseline. He'll back it out. Zeller, 3-ball, right wing.
Oh,
rolls in and out, but he was fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot 3. That foul will be on Kobe Williams. That is Williams' fourth team foul, seventh, check it, sixth team foul for the Urban Knights. Zeller will go to the line. He'll shoot three for his first free throws of the season. His first attempt rattles around and flushes through. Wow.
We see some mental errors here from the Academy of Art Urban Knights as they're trying to push the issue to get back in this game.
Zeller's second of three up and off the right side of the rim. No good.
Maxwell returns for Academy of Art.
Zeller getting ready to toe the line for his third attempt. Looking to give his Gators a seven-point lead. His third one is up, and he missed two of the three.
Maybe he should try not dribbling next time.
Well, it might come down to free throws, guys. 71% for San Francisco State, 100% for Academy of Art. Left corner, Brown, three ball, rattles around, no good, tipped by Bynum. Zeller with the board. Zeller flying down the floor. Zeller inside towards the free throw line. Top of the key, Coloni. Whitliff with it. Wycliffe to Zeller. Left side, 15 to shoot. Top of the key to Coloni. 12 on the shot clock. Bynum drives inside. Little floater, a nifty move off the rim. No good. Rebound, Brown. Gators lead by six. Williams far side. He gets it poked away by Diaz. Nobody's going to catch him. It's Diaz off the glass. The right-handed layup. And he gives the Gators an eight-point lead. We have a timeout by Academy of Art. Coach Julius Barnes will take a timeout with the Gators with their biggest lead of the night. It's 8 points, 53-45. One more foul for the Knights, and that'll put the Gators in one and ones as well. So you guys, this has turned out to be a really exciting second half. After the first half, we had a lot of bad shooting, if you will. And things have really turned around here in the second half. The Gators are really looking like that 25-6 team that they were last year. Academy of Art playing them tough, you guys. Look on paper, looking at, you know, coming into the new season, we were hoping this would be a good matchup to start off the PacWest CCAA tip-off challenge. And so far, it hasn't disappointed.
Definitely has not disappointed. We see the Gators have risen their field goal percentage to 41%. Versus the Academy of Art Urban Knights, 34%. So it seems like the Gators have really heated up here in the second half. And we'll see if they can keep it going as we get the final minutes of this ballgame.
Yeah, a point here that I've heard for assistant coach Anthony Lorenzo for Academy of Art, he's saying to force Brantley Bynum to his left because he seems hesitant to shoot from the three-point line. He seems to always drive in. And he's a lefty, so force him to his right side, and that's been working so far this entire game. Only has 2 points. Not really a factor on offense, but a factor defensively with 8 rebounds.
Yeah, hesitant to shoot from beyond the arc, as you mentioned. He's 0 for 2 from downtown. Urban Knights with it. Okuneme running the point, working on Wycliffe. Wycliffe guarding Okuneme tightly. Okuneme brings it up across the timeline. Far side with it, Maxwell. Okuneme calling out the play, 13 on the shot clock. They'll swing it around far side. Maxwell, Okuneme driving in 9. Jump shot, 7. Up off the rim, no good. Bynum with the board, Diaz the other way. Zeller left wing, thought about a 3, no. Okuneme in his face. Bynum top of the key, he'll hand it off to Diaz, who will flip sides. Diaz between the legs, Bynum top of the key. He'll pick up a screen, drive inside. Coloni, 3 ball, no good. Rebound, Maxwell. Maxwell bringing it up the floor for the Urban Knights. Maxwell driving in. Instead, he'll decide to back it out to the right wing. He'll go inside Neven. Neven trying to dribble out. Instead, he'll take too many steps, and he will travel as Purnell and Morgan check back in for the Urban Knights in place of Maxwell and Neven. Ubaja will return for the Gators in place of Bynum, 8:38 overhead as Diaz brings it up. It's an 8-point game, Gators lead. He's working on Okuneme, will hand it off Zeller, top of the key. He'll work near side, bounce pass down low to Ubaja. Ubaja on the baseline, working on Brown. Zeller, left wing. Ubaja turns and goes and instead knocks Brown to the floor, and we will have a foul. That one will be on Kendall Brown.
We saw Bynum head to the bench slowly. I'm not sure if he might be hurt. We'll see if he can return.
Yeah, I heard him say right in front of us, I can't do it, coach. I have to come out. It looked like it was around the lower region, maybe around the groin area up here on the upper thigh.
Very good. It could be. As we have a little bit of mopping going on here to get the sweat from Brown up off the floor, Diaz will inbound with 12 on the shot clock. Diaz floats up to Wycliffe. Nobody was looking. Wycliffe able to get it 10 seconds. Diaz top of the key, 8. Does he see the shot clock? 7. Wycliffe right wing, 5. And we have a defensive foul. That one will be on Morgan of Academy of Art.
It seems we saw some confusion on the inbound pass there as they toss it up and nobody knew really what was going on. Thankfully for the Gators, they got the ball anyway.
Yeah, it's Morgan's second personal, 7th team foul. Both teams in bonus now as Long will return in place of Zuri Williams. Colony will go to the line after that foul by Morgan. He will shoot 1-1s. Colony, this is his first free throws of the season. His first one, he knocks it down. Nothing but the bottom of the bucket. He can give the Gators a double-digit lead here with 8:12 left to go. Colony dribbles the ball a couple of times, spins it in his hand. His second of 1-1s, a line drive three free throw. He'll knock it down, and it's a 10-point lead for the Gators. Academy of Art needs to pick it up here as we approach 8 minutes to go. Okuneme, top of the key. He'll come near side long. Find Okuneme on the far side. Baseline to Purnell. And they'll go back to the top of the key. Nice ball movement there by Academy Art. Poked away from Brown, though, as Okuneme is able to crawl at 9 on the shot clock. Long to the corner, 8. 3 ball by Purnell. Long, 5. Shot clock still going. Change of possession. We'll reset it. Diaz flying from our right to left. Ubaja, top of the key. Colony wide open, 3. He'll miss it right as it rattles around. Purnell with the board. Okuneme comes up long near side wing. He'll bounce pass to Brown into the corner right in front of the art bench. Okuneme free throw line, far corner. Purnell, he'll get it knocked away. Diaz, 3-on-2 Gator advantage. Behind the back pass to Ubaja, up off the glass, unable to finish.
Got a little too fancy there, I think.
Oh, it was brilliant. Like the pass selection as Okuneme goes up off the glass from the left side with the left hand as he gets it to fall. It is a single-digit lead for the Gators. It's 55-47 as the clock rolls under 7 minutes. Diaz, top of the key to Colony. Wycliffe driving in. Ubaja, right wing Diaz. Thought about a three. No, he'll hit the deck. Ubaja with 12 seconds to shoot. Wycliffe, left corner. Zeller with 8. 7. Zeller dribbling, 6. Zeller with a 3-ball, 5. Hierarching 3, and he knocks it down.
Zeller really has heated up from the 3-point line in this half, starting 0 for 6 from the game. In the game.
Yes, he has. He'll give the Gators an 11-point lead here, under 6.5 to go. Left wing, Brown, top of the key. Okuneme into the middle, into the paint. Morgan up off the glass. Oh, my. High up off the top corner of the glass as Morgan gets it to fall. It's a 9-point game. Gators lead. Right wing Diaz looking for a screen. Won't get it. His pass to the top of the key will go out of bounds. That's an unforced error and a turnover committed by Diaz. And at this media timeout, Gators 58, Knights 49. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, Paul Gunnis here with you in this game one of a doubleheader for men's basketball here this afternoon. Stanislaus State and Dominican University coming up in game two. 6:04 left. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And we will be back shortly out of this media timeout. Maybe I'm just like my father. everybody. Welcome back. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, Paul Gunnis along the floor for the Academy of Art. Urban Knights, Long, Williams, Brown, Morgan, and Okuneme for the Gators. Jackson will check back in with those four fouls. Zeller, Bynum, Williams, and Ubaja. Williams working near side on Zeller. We're under 6 minutes to go. Oh, brilliant spin move to get around Zeller. He fooled him. Top of the key, Okuneme. He'll drive inside, pass out to Williams. Ball fake, Okuneme, three ball off front rim, off of Brown's head and into the hands of Zeller. Zeller bringing it up now with that shooter sleeve on his left arm. The only one on the floor with a shooter sleeve. Zeller drives in left side, back out. Williams, three ball, no good. Ubaja with the offensive board, up over Long off the glass. He'll get it to fall. Gators lead back to double digits. It's 60-49. We're approaching 5:15 to go. Ubaja left wing. Long will swing it all the way around to Williams. Long top of the key. Inside Morgan working on Williams. He'll get it poked away. Jackson with the steal. Jackson up court into the corner. Zeller top of the key. Jackson three ball. Good. Warren Jackson is now in double digits. He has 10. He's 2 for 3 from downtown. Williams will swing it along far side. Morgan, top of the key. Cross court, Long, right wing. Long thought about a three, no. Top of the key to Williams inside. Okuneme, ball fake by Williams. He'll kick it out to Long. Wide open three, right wing. Keel Long off the front iron. Ubaja with the board, 4.5 to go. Jackson over to Bynum, right wing. Who will become the first victor here in the PacWest CCAA tip-off challenge as we have an offensive foul. That one committed by Warren Jackson. That's his fifth, and he has fouled out. The ninth team foul for the Gators here in the second half, and Jackson has fouled out with the Gators holding a 14-point lead.
I thought it was very interesting, you know, that Jackson was playing so aggressively with that many fouls.
I agree, especially with 4 minutes still left to go. Williams inside. Williams back out to Zuri Williams. Three ball left wing. He'll knock it down. It's a 11-point lead for the Gators now. 4 minutes to go. Ubaja left block. Up off the glass, blocked by Neven. And instead, they're going to call a foul on Neven. That will be his first personal, eighth team foul for the Urban Knights. 3:58 overhead. We have a media timeout. You guys, we're going to stay right here for the last 4 minutes of this game with an 11-point lead for San Francisco State and a much, much tighter game here in the second half.
Absolutely. I think for Academy of Art to get back in this, their shooting needs to heat up like it was in the first half. They need to create possessions with their defense and start making shots.
Yeah, and on that note, it's action-packed here, so make sure you tune in for the Dominican Penguins coming up right after this game at 2 o'clock p.m. And at the same time, volleyball tonight at 7 p.m. And we're packing Angelico Hall tonight as well. Come see the Lions Ballet at 7 p.m. tonight and Saturday, November 11th at 3 p.m. The program will feature the former Lions Ballet Company members spanning from three generations. You can buy tickets at the door, $10 or free with a student ID. So don't miss that show tonight and tomorrow.
It's an action-packed day here in San Rafael on the beautiful campus of Dominican University of California. And it's an action-packed game here. Game one of the PacWest CCAA Tip-Off Challenge. Dominican University of hosting this one. As you mentioned, they come up next at 2 o'clock. Make sure you stay tuned in for that one, center. But right now, personal. Away from the line. Williams working on Ubaja now. Off the glass. No
effort by Neven there. Tremendous effort.
Blocking foul by Brown. That will send Zeller to the line. That is Brown's third personal, ninth team foul for the Urban Knights. And that will send Zeller to the line.
They shouldn't worry too much about fouling the Gators as they've really struggled from the line today. 8 for 12.
Zeller will shoot 1-1s. In this game, Zeller is 1 for 3 from the free throw line. He misses his first. Rebound by Conway, near side Zuri Williams. Over to Kobe Williams, top of the key. They're not related. Right corner, Conway. Right wing, Williams. They swing it all the way around. Brown, left corner. He'll drive baseline up over Williams. Off the glass, no good. Williams with the board. Academy of Art coaching staff looking for a whistle there, to no avail. Zeller, right in front of his own bench. He'll go cross court to Diaz, top of the key. Zeller, left wing. He'll drive inside, bounce pass to Ubaja. They'll swing it all the way around, right wing to Bynum. Inside, Diaz thought about a three, no. Just inside the arc with nine to shoot, and he'll miss the deep two. And even with the rebound, Williams picks up a screen. He'll drive in right side, and look like he was fouled by Diaz. That's Diaz, third personal. That's the 10th team foul. That'll put the Urban Knights in double bonus, and that will send Williams to the line to shoot two. We have a timeout taken by San Francisco State. We'd like to remind you that you're listening to NC2A, Division II men's basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Game one of this PacWest CCA tip-off challenge. If you're just tuning in, after a rather sloppy first half, a really tight second half here. San Francisco State Gators lead the Academy of Art Urban Knights 64-54. Lots of fouls committed here in the second half, guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. We see both teams getting a lot of foul trouble, but it has been the Academy of Art Knights who were able to capitalize, being 5-for-5 from the free throw line, whereas San Francisco State has struggled from the free throw line, being 8-for-13.
Yeah, shot quite a few more free throws, and they are struggling. As Kobe Williams will go to the line, his first free throws of the year, and he looks to keep the Urban Knights perfect from the bonus line. As he toes the free throw line, first shot on the way, and off for an iron, and it rolls in. It'll fall through. Lead cut to 9. Williams toes the line for his second. As we have a substitution coming in, but he's coming in for the shooter, so we'll have a stoppage in play. After Williams shoots his second, and it's on the way, and he'll knock it down. Okuneme coming in place of Williams. San Francisco State with an 8-point lead. Diaz, Bynum near side, full court pressure by the Knights. Ubaja into the paint, he'll dribble back out. Top of the key, Ubaja controls the point. Top of the key, Diaz, 17 on the shot clock, left wing, Bynum. Bynum doesn't like to shoot the three. He'll pass it off to Williams, top of the key. They'll swing it around, Zeller, right wing. Diaz with 10 to shoot. Left wing, Bynum, 7, 6. Long two from Bynum with 5 to shoot. No good, off for an iron. On the floor, scrambling for it are Neven and Diaz. That was Morgan who dove on top of Diaz. That will be a foul on Morgan, his third personal, 10th team foul. Both teams in double bonus now. Both teams will shoot 2 on any foul with 1:59 left to go. It's an 8-point game.
We see Michael Diaz taking his first free throws of the season right now, so we'll see how he does, if he can maybe turn around the free throw shooting for the Gators.
He'll try to put his Gators back up by double digits. He has an opportunity to give them a 10-point lead. First one on the way, and it rattles through. 65-56 as Long and Williams check back in place of Okuneme and Conway. Diaz will toe the line. He will shoot his second of 2. He'll dribble once, spin the ball in his hand. Second one on the way. Off back iron, no good. Rebound by Diaz. He'll put it back up. No good. He had a wide open layup from the left side, and he missed it. Kobe Williams, baseline pass to Morgan, up off the glass. He was fouled.
Going back to Diaz's wide open layup, I think he was surprised he was so wide open there. It looked like he was expecting somebody to come up and challenge him, and when nobody did, he didn't know what to do and missed the wide open layup.
That foul for the Gators was on Ryan Williams, a 7-footer. That's his first personal. That will send Morgan to the line. He will shoot 2. Has an opportunity here as the Knights trail by 9. As Conway, will return in place of Williams. 65-56 Gators lead. Morgan shooting his second. As Academy of Art only, no, they have five on the court. Check that. Morgan will toe the line to shoot his second after missing the first. It's up, and he'll knock it down. Okuneme checking back in place of Morgan. Full court pressure now implemented by Academy Art, ordered by Coach Julius Barnes. Bynum and Zeller working to get it across the timeline. They will, between the legs, Bynum. Pass to Zeller, almost hit by Williams. Diaz has it top of the key. We're under 125 to go in the game. Gators lead by 8, 65-57. Zeller picking up a screen. Screen wasn't a good one as he will work down towards the far corner. 9 to shoot. Ubaji top of the key, 7. Down low baseline. Diaz up off the glass. 5. Unable to get it to fall, but he does get fouled. Diaz will go to the line.
Argue fouls on 2. Zuri Williams, second personal, 10.
Diaz. That foul will be on Zuri Williams, his second personal. Diaz will go to the line. It is a 65-58 game as Morgan made both free throws that he attempted. On the last one, they didn't put the first one on the board as Morgan and Williams come back in place of Conway and Okuneme. It's a 66-58 game, everybody. 109 overhead. Diaz looking to put the Gators up by 9 with his second free throw with 109 left to go. Second one on the way. No good. Rebound Brown. Academy of Art's going to have to play quickly here. Near side, Kobe Williams. Top of the key, Zuri Williams left wing. Kobe, top of the key. Right corner, driving baseline, Brown. Beautiful spin move up off the glass. No good. Rebound, and he puts it back and gets the whistle. So he'll get this offensive board, put it back up. He'll draw a foul and go to the line.
You know, we saw Diaz at the line. If he would have made that free throw, I think that would have iced this game. But now, with Kendall Brown getting the A1, we'll see if they can pull out some miracle here with
Brown.
Only less than a minute left.
Brown, if he makes this free throw, can make it a 5-point game. There will be two possessions left with 55 seconds on the clock. And San Francisco State, I'm assuming, will run down the shot clock in their possession here after Brown's free throw. Brown toes the line, his and one up, and he knocks it down. 5-point game. Urban Knights with full court pressure. They're going to try and get a steal here off the inbound after.
We'll see if SF State's foul shooting trouble hurts them in the second half, or hurts them here towards the end of the game.
Macklin came back in to place of Ubaja. Diaz working past to Macklin. Double teamed by Okuneme. Near side, Zeller. Zeller trying to get it across the timeline, guarded by Long. Zeller will get it across between the legs on the near side.
I'd say foul Zeller here. He's their worst free throw shooter.
He is. He's guarded by Long. Bynum to Macklin, far side. Hand off to Diaz, 10 to shoot. Diaz working towards the three-point line. He'll drive in baseline, 6 to shoot. He goes out of bounds. And it goes to Academy of Art. Academy of Art will have 30 seconds to try and come back from 5 points. We have a timeout, Urban Knights. 66-61. Academy of Art needs points and a turnover here. Trailing by 5 with 30 seconds left. Who do you go to here if you're the Urban Knights? Well, let's put it this way. What do you do first? Do you just get points on the board? Do you drive the lane and go up off the glass and get 2 on the board and make it a one-possession game? Or do you try and hit a 3 so that way you can hit another 3 in succession to win the game?
Well, I think they're going to be looking to Zuri Williams and Kendall Brown. Those are the two people that need to step up here. If they're going to go for a 3, Zuri Williams is 2 for 3 from the three-point range today. And Kendall Brown is their scoring leader with 16 points tonight. So I think those two guys will really lead them to victory here if they're going to pull it out.
Yeah, I think if you're Academy of Art here, you go inside and score that quick 2 points and try to go for the win, as you mentioned, with the three-pointer. But if the whole paint is blocked up, I wouldn't be surprised if they kicked it out on out to Zuri Williams and hit that 3.
We will have to see. We will be here with you as it unfolds as we come out of that Urban Knight timeout. It'll be Long, Kobe Williams, Brown, Morgan, and Zuri Williams for the Urban Knights. For the Gators, Macklin, Zeller, Ubaja, Bynum, and Williams. Gators are going to implement full court pressure here in the backcourt for the Urban Knights. Williams, and Brown. Brown will go to Kobe Williams near side. Brown across the timeline. Brown driving in, up over Williams, off the glass, and he gets the quick two, 24 seconds. Timeout.
What a shot by Kendall Brown. I cannot believe he made that driving down so quickly, taking up almost no time to get the quick two on the board.
23 and a half left. Knights trail by three. They'll have four court pressure here as Okuneme and Conway check back in. Nope, they'll go to the back to the bench. It'll be the same five for the Urban Knights. Inbounding Zeller for the Gators, 25 seconds overhead, and we have a timeout. San Francisco State. Well, we have a new scenario here, gentlemen. It's a three-point game. Academy of Art can tie it with a three, but the Gators have possession. They will inbound it with the Urban Knights playing full court pressure.
Yeah, with Zeller inbounding it, he's their worst free throw shooter, so they're going to run some clock off. If they get it back to Zeller, I think they should foul him. But I think you deny that possession and try to get it into Ubaja. He's missed half of his free throw shots as well.
Also, it seems like Diaz has been struggling from the line. So they have a lot of options if they can get the Gators to the foul line.
Well, the Gators struggling from the free throw line as a whole, shooting 58%. Academy Art, a perfect 10 for 10. So we talked about how free throws might be the difference in this game coming down to the wire. It's a three-point game. And here it is, everybody. San Francisco State will inbound underneath their own hoop. That's Zeller. Academy Art will probably look to foul here if they don't get a steal on the inbound pass. That inbound goes to Macklin. Macklin almost stolen away. Double teamed by Long and Okuneme. We have a jump ball. Possession will go down to the far end. And it was not a jump ball. That's my mistake. It'll be a foul by Keel Long. That is his first personal. That will send Macklin to the line. And you guys, Macklin is 1 for 1 from the bonus line.
Well, he's been their best guy tonight from 100%, but we'll see if he can do it.
All they need is to make it a two-score game.
All they need is one free throw.
One free throw. First one on the way, and he will make it a two-score game. 67-63 Gators as Williams and Morgan return for the Urban Knights. Ubaja will check back in and play in the for the Gators. Macklin shooting his second. Knights want to keep it right here. His second on the way. It's up and good. Five-point game. Brown inbounding, coming up the near side, over the timeline. Far wing, Williams back out to Morgan. 15 seconds left. Morgan floater up in, and no good. Brown with the offensive board. Brown above the glass, and he gets it to fall. 10.5 seconds to go. It is a 68-65 game, and we're back to a three-point game. Timeout, Academy of Art, and we're back in the same exact situation.
But less time. You get cut the time in half. They had a long offensive possession there, Academy of the Art. They needed to get a quick bucket, but they couldn't do it. And so now it's only 10.5 seconds left. I think it'll be tough for them to get a win this game.
Yeah, Kendall Brown, credit to him on back-to-back possessions coming down, able to nail two tough layups to cut them down to three. But as Paul mentioned, it was surprising that they didn't take the initial layup that they had driving in, and they elected to swing on out and let Brown take it back in, cutting it to only 10 seconds. Limited time, definitely.
Colony will return for a San Francisco State. They'll have a little bit of height here. With 10.5 seconds left. Gators 68, Knights 65.
Need to make sure Macklin doesn't get the ball again.
Conway guarding the inbounder, Zeller. Full court pressure by the Urban Knights. Zeller's pass. He's looking. He gets it into Bynum. Bynum is fouled with 9.3 overhead. That'll send Bynum to the line. Bynum on the night has not shot free throws. So these will be Bynum's first free throws of the season. He'll go to the line looking to make it a two-possession game again. All he's got to do is make one of two.
You know, this is really tough for your first free throws of the season to be in this pressure position.
The lefty, his first free throw, and he sinks it. Bottom of the net. Two-possession game as Morgan and Kobe Williams check back in for the Urban Knights. Knights want to keep it right here at four. Bynum's second free throw, forthcoming. He toes the line, left foot forward. His second of two. He knocks it down, five-point game once again. Near side, Williams. He'll try and get past Ubaja Brown. Brown at the top of the key, stolen away by Ubaja. Ubaja, and he will throw it down. That will do it. A buzzer beater slam by Ubaja as the Gators win the opening game in the PacWest CCAA tip-off challenge by a score of 72-65.
Well, you know, I was really impressed with Academy of the Art here, coming off a tough season last year, being 7-19, facing the San Francisco State Gators, who came off a very impressive season of 25-6. For them to put up this good of a match was very impressive.
I agree. The first half, both teams were in a shooting slump, and that's expected. The season just started. They're just trying to go through their plays, trying to get their offense going and defense as well. But in the second half, we saw a back-to-back ball game. San Francisco State came back and was able to re-secure the lead that they had initially in the first half. And we were really treated to a great matchup here today. And hopefully we see the same thing here as the Penguins take the floor.
Yep. All right, quickly, you guys. Who is your player of the game?
I think I'd have to go with, if I had to put one player of the game, Cal Loney for the Gators, number 33.
He had 13 points. He was 3-for-7 from downtown, 4-for-9 from the floor. Brandon, your player of the game.
Man, that's a good one. Paul definitely took mine, but if I had to give another one, it'd be Evan Zeller. I said that in the first half they should shy away from the three-pointer, but he was confident enough in himself to continue to shoot the three ball, and he was able to heat things up. He went 0-for-6 in the first half, nailed three in the second.
I'm going to give my player of the game to the full court pressure and the defense of the San Francisco Gators. You guys picked two good ones. Player of the game will go to the Gator defense. And stay tuned, everybody. Coming up in 25 minutes, Dominican University Penguins taking on the Stanislaus State Warriors. Game two of this doubleheader here in the opening tip-off challenge. We will be back for the call for that one. But for now, Gators win 72-65, and we'll be back in about 20 minutes.